Thank you. That's a hymns of blessings. So we've been talking about blessing this whole month, and that's why I think I'm so glad our choir singing the same theme of anthem. And again, I forgot one announcement. We're gonna have a quick teachers meeting right after church service. So teachers, get ice cream and then go to kindergarten room, right? So teachers will gather, talk about Christmas program. Yeah, it's about time to prepare Christmas. So teachers, get your ice cream and go to classroom, okay, kindergarten room. An elderly woman went to a clinic to see her doctor. Her doctor is kind of old, so her old doctor was training a young doctor, and he referred this woman to a young doctor to see how it works. Within 10 minutes, the woman came out of the young doctor's office, screaming, "What did you do? What did you say to her?" The old doctor asked young doctor. And the young doctor replied, "I told her she was pregnant." "Are you crazy?" the old doctor said. "She is 68 years old, has 5 children and 15 grandchildren." And this young doctor smiled and replied, "I cured her hiccups." Shocking method. This whole month of September, we've been talking about the blessings. We ask God many times to bless us, right? Many times we ask God for abundant blessings. "God, pour out your abundant blessings on us, on me." What's that mean, abundant blessing? Abundant blessing. What kind of blessings do we really ask God to give us, right? Like I mentioned, perhaps we are confused by material abundance as a blessings that we ask God for. Maybe we are confused. Maybe we are very accustomed to such abundant material blessings in our lives. But let me tell you, abundance, especially material abundance, is never a blessing. Maybe some of the abundance, material abundance, comes with the blessings, but that's not the blessings. But we ask God to pour those abundant, maybe material abundance upon us. We know, in many cases, those material abundance become opposite of blessings. Because, you know, people who get jackpot on a lottery, look at how they end up, their lives. Maybe those material abundance become a curse to many, because abundance result in those people not realizing where they are, what kind of situation they are facing at that point. The prodigal son is a good example. The prodigal son's case, when prodigal son took all the money from his father and spending all those money. At that time, he probably not able to realize what kind of situation he was in, what condition he was in. While he was in abundance, he was not able to realize it. But when he finally hit the bottom of it, he hit the bottom, and then he finally realized, oh, that's what I was. And then he finally realized, I need to go back. I need to go back to his father's house. So material abundance may not be a good thing. So when we ask God, when you pray for blessing, don't pray for those material blessings. We need to redefine the definition of blessings. When we look at the definition of bless with the angle of with the relationship, my relationship with God. When we look at the scope of the relationship with God, then you realize that you are the blessed. I share with the children today, when they realize that God loves me, when they confess that I love you, God, that's a true blessing. When we realize that relationship with God is the blessing, then we are able to understand why poor in spirit are blessed. Why those who mourn are blessed. Why those who meek, those who hunger and thirst for the righteous. Why those merciful, pure in heart, peacemaker. Why those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness are the true blessed ones. Why? Why those people are blessed? Because there's God. There's our Creator with them. There's a strong relationship with God, and God is holding them with his right hand. That's why God's amazing presence are there when they are mourned. God's powerful, powerful presence that God is holding them. God provides comfort to those who mourn. That's why those people are truly blessed one. Let me tell you again, material abundance is not the true blessing. Having the right relationship with God, that's true blessing for us. When I was a little, my mom held me. When I was especially sick, my mom stayed with me all the time. He touched me. He cares for me overnight. That's a true blessing. That's a true relationship. When we are suffered, we need to feel God's presence. We need to experience the kinship of God. God is touching you, care for you. That's a kinship of God. There's a story in Jeremy Lufkin's book, The Age of Empathy. There's a very interesting story in there. After World War II, there were so many orphans, and people tried to figure out why those children staying in an orphanage died. So many kids died in there. And there was one orphanage, there are very few children died in that orphanage. And the researcher tried to figure out why this orphanage is different. and find out that there's a woman in the orphanage who cares for the baby, constantly touching them, hug them. Those babies survived because of loving kinship, hugging. Loving kinship is important. Loving kinship from God, that's important. When we look at the Bible, there are some passages that express God's loving kinship for us. In Deuteronomy, first chapter, verse 31, it says this: "And in the desert, there you saw how Lord your God carried you. Lord your God carried you as a father carries his son. All the way you went until you reached this place." Carried. In Isaiah chapter 46, verse 4, "Even to your old age and gray hair, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you and I will carry you." That's what God said. "I will carry you." We need loving kinship of God. That's the true blessing for us. God's touch then makes us the blessed people. You know, coronavirus are not the only things that spread between people. The love of Christ is also the true blessing of God. And clearly, we can pass the blessings to others. When we become that love, when we realize that we receive those amazing love from God, then we became a blessing to others. And that blessing can be passed on. Today's scripture is an amazing story. After he had washed their feet, he put on his robe and had reclined again. He said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and the Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set an example that you also should do as I have done to you." And the verse 17 is this: "If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them." If you know these things, you are truly blessed if you do that. Be the blessing. Be a blessing to others. Be the blessings to others. That's the message we can get from this story of Jesus Christ washing the disciples' feet. We need to experience our Lord Jesus Christ washing my feet. We need to experience our amazing God loves me. Then we do the same. We are truly blessed by touching from God. And we need to do the same. Be a blessing to others. Last week, I experienced myself. True blessing. When I visited a cellie, when they are facing this devastating news, and I can clearly saw a cellie is holding on God. A cellie is trying to find God's presence among all this trouble. When I saw it, I just watched it. And I felt, she's the blessed. She is the being blessed to me as I saw her having right relationship with God. That's a true blessing. And we can be a blessing to others. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we may face some challenges in our lives. We may live in a difficult situation, but remember who we are. Let's remember who we are and our Creator is with me. Even within those dark situations, the light shines, right? When situation and challenges getting darker and darker, hotter and hotter, we have to realize we are the light of the world. We have this amazing God with me. Even when everything surrounding us getting dark, then the light we have in us will shine. That's the way that we can be blessings to others. So let's look at who we are. We are blessed. So everyone who meet us, you know, all the lives that we meet as we live day to day, those lives, we can touch them. We can pass on the true blessings to others. We can spread the true light, the blessings to others. I really pray that all of us realize who we are and be true blessings to others as we live it in day to day. Let us pray. God, we cannot imagine the broken heart of Sally and her family, Renee and Lynn, lost their beloved son. But God, we know you are with them. As beseech you, your presence, God, we ask you to provide your true peace and comfort to them. Let them know that you love them. You are with them. The peace that you provide, we cannot find in this world. That's what Jesus Christ said. Help us to have a true faith in you. Help us to find the true blessings, even we are facing some challenges in our lives. And God, help us to be a blessing to others. Help us to show we have an amazing relationship with you so that they can receive true blessings from you as well. Thank you for the message that you've given us this morning, and help us to be a blessing to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Would you please stand? We'll ask him.